This week, we are celebrating National Clean Out Your Computers Day with some tips on how to do, well, just that. Consider utilizing cloud storage tools like OneDrive to free up space on your PC. Speaking of speed, just like cars, computers need a tune-up every now and again. Check out the answer desk at your nearest Microsoft store or get the latest software from Microsoft.com to keep your PC going strong.
Then keep your inbox sanity with archiving, unsubscribing, and assigning rules in Outlook to automatically assign certain emails to specific folders.
For more on how to declutter your digital life, head to the Windows blog or your nearest Microsoft store. Now is also the perfect time to declutter your winter doldrums with the Undead of Winter collection in the Windows Store. If you're into all things zombie, this is the collection for you. Check out all the movies, TV, and games you can feast your eyes and brains on now in the Windows Store.
Speaking of the undead, check out The Walking Dead Season 7 Part 2, now available in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store.
Plus, if you purchase Season 7 now through April 3rd, you'll get a free download of Telltale's The Walking Dead, A New Frontier game, episodes 1 and 2 for Windows 10. So let's keep this week strange. Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange, that is. Check out the origin story for the newest Marvel Comic Universe hero, featuring the acting talents of one Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch. That's a fun name to say.
It is.
As Doctor Strange himself.
Doctor Strange. You think you know how the world works?
Get Doctor Strange now in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store.
Now from the world of Windows 10 and Xbox gaming, we'll turn it over to Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
Thanks, Shatanya. This week we're celebrating the launch of the Xbox Play Anywhere title, Halo Wars 2. Don't forget that Xbox Play Anywhere means that if you buy the game on Windows 10, you also own it on Xbox One and vice versa. Of course, it also means that all your progress, including your save games and multiplayer progress, moves seamlessly between Windows 10 and Xbox One. Halo Wars 2 is the sequel to the all-time best-selling console real-time strategy game. And if you think that last sentence was jam-packed, you should check out the Ultimate Edition. In addition to the robust campaign and full suite of multiplayer modes, Halo Wars 2 Ultimate Edition includes early access to the full game on Friday, February 17th, 4 days before its release, as well as the Halo Wars 2 Season Pass. In fact, we had a chance to talk to Halo Wars 2 executive producer Dan Ayoub on what fans can expect from the much-anticipated new entry to the franchise, including my favorite Blitz mode.
Where are the survivors? What's the strength of the Covenant force here?
Covenant? No. Listen, you're in incredible danger.
What was that?
I'm here with Dan Ayoub, who's the studio head of 343. Dan, good to see you.
Good to see you, Larry. How's it going?
Big month for you guys. Halo Wars 2, what's going on?
Big day, we're out, man. Yeah, it's been a long road. I mean, we started this thing, feels like an eternity ago, that we were trying to sign Creative Assembly to come in and work with us and do Halo Wars 2. You know, the first one was so special to so many people for a lot of reasons. So we were really excited to get another go at it.
So Dan, this is a big title because it's an Xbox Play Anywhere title, right?
Yeah, actually, so one of the things we're really happy about, this is the first Halo title that's going to launch at the same time on Xbox One and Windows 10.
Right.
That was kind of a big criticism of the first Halo Wars. It's like, it's a great game, we love it, but why isn't it on PC? Mm-hmm. So for the first time, it's coming out on both. And yeah, it's a Play Anywhere title, so you buy it on one platform, you get the other one, and your achievements and everything moves
your
back and forth.
Your save goes back
and forth. Yeah, it's great, it's fantastic.
So how did you make it approachable for those that haven't played RTS before?
Yeah, it was a great challenge. Right? On the one hand, you want to make sure that if you're a hardcore RTS player, that it's got everything there that you expect.
Yeah.
And that's where our choice of partner has been fantastic, because Creative Assembly's been making RTS games for like 15 years.
Right.
We like to call this the RTS for everyone. And the way we kind of went through that was game modes.
Mm-hmm.
So in the multiplayer modes, you've got everything from like hardcore deathmatch, which is like you're a seasoned player, you know exactly what to do, down to Blitz, which is a lot more casual.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just hop in and matches are like 5 to 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of move along that scale. And as you move back and forth, the modes are a little more complicated or a little less complicated.
Right.
Campaign is a great way to kind of ease people into it. And the other thing we've tried to do is just make the controls a lot more approachable. So it's just like if you're on a console, it's easy to get to what you want to do. It's easy to select your units, and it just becomes a lot more intuitive than it has been in the past.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
That's great.
Dan Ayoub from 343 Industries. Dan, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Good to see you.
Show them what power really means around here.
Did you know you can view and manage all your open windows at once? It's easy with Task View and snap. Get started with the Task View. That's the icon to the right of the Cortana microphone on the task bar. Click the icon to see all your open windows. You can also try switching between open apps by holding down the Windows key plus tab. So here's another way to manage your open windows. Check out Snap. When you hit the Windows key plus either of the side arrow keys, you'll snap one window to exactly half of the screen. Snap Assist then automatically shows you your remaining open windows, so you can choose which window you want to fill the second half of your screen. Finally, to view even more windows, try dragging a window with your mouse to any corner of your screen to show up to four windows at a time. Oh, snap.
That'll do it for us this week. I'm Chithanya.
And I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.